From the Institute for Learning, this is Victoria Bill. In previous podcasts, I talked about the importance of students making sense and sharing their mathematical reasoning, as well as the use of precise mathematical language. Without careful listening, none of this is possible. When we think about accountable talk, we think about something everyone does quite naturally, speak. And then we think about deploying talk for particular classroom purposes. But what about something else we do naturally, listening? It's obvious that students can't respond to one another unless they listen. Teachers too benefit by listening carefully to students' discussions. Teachers gather valuable information that helps them make teaching decisions. Let's consider this example of fourth grade students working on an apparently simple multiplication comparison word problem. Okay, so visualize this problem. Imagine a rubber band is 6 centimeters long at first. Then it is stretched to be 18 centimeters long. How many times as long is the rubber band once it is stretched as it was at first? The teacher walks around the classroom listening to the students' small group discussions. Most of the students in the class give the incorrect response 12 centimeters long because they claim the rubber band started at 6 centimeters and was stretched 12 centimeters more to arrive at the 18 centimeters in length. They've answered the wrong question. They've answered how much longer instead of how many times longer. A few students say the rubber band is 3 times longer than it was originally. They say this because they solved 6 centimeters times 3 equals 18 centimeters. By listening in, the teacher learns that only a few of the fourth grade students are thinking about the situational problem as they should, multiplicatively. Now the teacher can prepare the next phase of the lesson accordingly. The teacher invites students to represent the correct multiplicative visual, showing 3 iterations of a rubber band that is 6 centimeters in length. This visual will help students understand that the prompt, how many times as long is the rubber band now as it was originally, is a comparative question that asks them to compare the final iteration of 18 centimeters with the initial amount of 6 centimeters. The teacher presses students to compare this prompt to the question that they actually answered. How much longer is the rubber band now than it was at first? Imagine what the students will say when comparing the two prompts with each other. There's a big payoff to listening to students. It is an in-the-moment means of formative assessment that helps teachers immediately adjust instruction to support student learning.